This week, during our spring fundraiser here at KMXT, we're doing a special interview series on young entrepreneurs and budding businesses in town. KMXT is your community radio station, and we really believe in the importance of community around here and lifting each other up as we reach our goals. I'm your host, Amelia Eagle, and up next is a phone call I recorded with the Little Store owners, Darren Platt and Sawyer Beavis. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good, good, good. So you guys both in the house.
Yes. Darren's just finishing something up real quick, and then he will be available.
Hi, Darren.
Hey, does it sound really, is there like an echo? We could go outside or something.
How far away are you sitting to the phone?
Well, sorry, I just got uncomfortably close to me. So that, whatever that distance is.
Okay. I was going to just start with the basics. If you guys just want to let the audience know who you are and what you do and the name of your business.
I am Sawyer Beavis, and this is Darren Platt, and we own the Bell's Flats Little Store.
I'm a fisherman in this town, and Sawyer worked at the fisheries supply, Kodiak Marine Supply, and that's how we got to know each other, was through retail experience to begin with.
Through the fisheries business, and then the gas station blossomed from there.
It did. Was a seed that bloomed into the petroleum industry.
They go well together.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah. How did you guys get the idea of starting the little store?
I think it was probably the first time I spilled gas on myself from your dad's gas can when the store had closed down. And I was just like, this sucks. We need a store in the flats.
I mean, how did the two of you pair up to do that?
I had been toying around as kind of in a change of career, and I had been toying around with the idea. And then I ran into Darren at some dinner, and I don't think we'd seen each other for like a year.
The salmon fundraiser.
Yeah, the salmon fundraiser.
On the stairs of the salmon fundraiser.
And we shook hands and said hi, and he goes, hey, do you want to run the little store? And I said, wait, you want to buy the little store? He said, yeah. And I said, I want to buy the little store.
And then you decided to just split it. He was like, well, we don't have to fight over this. We can both run the little store.
Yeah, I immediately crumbled.
But that's so funny and kind of unusual that just...
It was really serendipitous.
I'm a fisherman. I'm not in retail. I have no experience with it. I wouldn't be good at it. And I interacted with Sawyer mostly in a retail setting in which she was the person you'd always seek out at the store. You'd always be like, okay, I want to talk to Sawyer. She'll get me this thing. And so I would not have gone into it if I didn't have Sawyer as a partner. And I was just like, she lives in the flats. I mean, for me, it was perfect. I don't know how she ended up stuck with me.
Well, and such an important resource. I know all of us live out in the flats, but just not having that there can really mess your plans up for the day. If you wanted to go out the road, then you have to drive all the way back into town.
And like call your friend and see if they have a jerry jug of gas.
Yeah,
and, like,
call Greg Eagle and siphon it out of his lawnmower. Just too many steps in between. You guys just cut out a bunch of steps for the flats folk.
And that's right. It can be one thing, be efficient.
Yeah. What steps did you guys take to get that started once you came up with the idea? And do you have any obstacles along the way?
How much time do you have?
Yeah. Definitely our journey has been more defined by the obstacles than the clear path. You know, starting a business during COVID was just, that was difficult because everybody we interacted with was working at home, and they were figuring out how to set up, you know, whatever support they were doing from home. There were complications with the building, but it just, It took a long time. It took over 8 months after we made an offer or something like that.
Yeah.
We finally closed on the building, something like that.
And nobody was helping you out. You guys just kind of figured it out. No mentors or anything. It was just...
Well, we had our realty help from Alaska One.
Yeah,
Linnea
was just powered through it.
Yeah.
She was a lot of support.
There were a lot of things that neither of us had ever come across in a real estate deal before associated with this property because it's so unique. And we all had to learn how to, you know, identify the problems and find the right department to help us overcome them. And it was, yeah, like Darren said, it was a long process. It took much longer than we anticipated. And there were a lot of hurdles, but we did it.
And so how long have you been open now?
We opened on October 1st of 2020.
And do you think now with the vaccine being more available, maybe there'll be more people coming through and going out the road, or has anything seemed different with that?
We're definitely seeing a slight rise in the number of people coming through the store every day, and all this beautiful spring weather that we've been having is also a factor. So you can definitely see, you know, more people traveling out the road.
I think that's unrelated to COVID. I mean, it's a seasonal thing. I think,
right,
honestly, last summer would have been probably one of the best summers this store ever had because, you know, when there was COVID, people didn't want to go to restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to go to the bars. And so they were going camping and going outside. And we really wanted to be open last summer. And
yeah.
It was impossible to do, and that was unfortunate. But it was a good time, you know, in terms of the market to open for COVID because, you know, people were heading up the road a lot last
mm-hmm.
summer.
Yeah, I mean, you guys definitely provide a necessary service. And also just starting it in the midst of COVID, I guess it makes you kind of unique. Maybe that wasn't what you planned going into it, but that's kind of what happened.
Yeah, if there was any other business venture that I'd been planning, you know, if there was something else I'd been planning on doing, I probably would have put it on the back burner until all this stuff kind of, you know, eased off. But I think we were in a pretty good spot in order to continue because, you know, there's a demand for fuel and groceries in the flats, and we were able to power through.
Yeah, and the majority of our customers so far are flats residents.
Mm-hmm.
It's repeat customers, and that's been just amazing, just sort of the outpouring of support from the community. And we have people who just say, oh, we will drive to your store from town on empty and risk running out of gas on the road because we're just so happy you're open.
Yeah, it's really overwhelming.
Yeah, it's been really great. Yeah, it almost brings tears to my eyes
yeah.
to think about just how thankful everybody is and just how we really feel like we're, like, doing a service for the community here. And that feels good.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's so great just being able to stop in on a Sunday and grab some chips or gummy worms with your gasoline.
All the essentials.
All the essentials yeah. for my perfect Sunday. It's cool watching it come together in a long process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's still coming together. You know, we're working on getting, you know, some coffee and a little bit of food available. That Java Flats is going to supply a lot of that and get a liquor store going and get, you know, perishable foods and all that's still coming. So I don't even know if we're halfway there at this point.
Yeah, we still have a lot of work to do, but we'll get there.
Yeah, it's exciting, like the planning for it and all that. And a lot of it's just, we're just gathering feedback from people in the flats constantly saying, hey, what do you want here? What do you need? What can we do for you?
Yeah.
And our goal is to be responsive to that and this community in particular.
Yeah, and it's cool. It's really neat to think about where we were when we opened the doors on the 1st of October. We didn't have, you know, all we had was fuel in the tank. And I think a box of Reese's
peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came and, gas, and we were like so proud of him.
Yeah, we didn't have any shell or anything else, literally anything else.
Yeah.
But
so he was like, look, who's in the store?
Yeah. But then we got the paper, and then we got some other items, and then we got our shelves, and we started filling them. And, you know, it's just been, I think I've been a little bit jaded about how much progress actually has been made because, you know, you see the things that you still have to cross off the list, these big hurdles that still need to be jumped. But when you look at what's already been done, it's from the time that we opened, is pretty satisfying.
I think it's particularly fun for me because, well, Sawyer's doing all the hard work and like she's done all the planning and the design and she's chosen the inventory. And so every time I come in the store, there's like something new or something's rearranged. So it's like Christmas every morning for me. I'm like, oh, cool, Sawyer, you got some awesome candles, or, oh, right on, you got sewing kits. I need one. And that's been really fun.
It's really cool, too. You guys are supporting more community with your business, too.
Yeah, we decided early on that we want to be set up so we have minimal to no competition with other businesses in the flats. So we want to have like breakfast burritos and sandwiches and that type of thing available. And we decided, well, what if we just have Java Flats sell them to us so that we can supply them? And we wanted dog food, but there's a feed store out here, so we set up a deal with the feed store to like supply dog food so that on the weekend or at night when somebody's dog is starving and crying and on the verge of death at home, then we can be there in an emergency. And so, yeah, we partnering up with other Bell's Flats businesses. I think that's really cool.
Will there be an underground tunnel to the rendezvous?
This is a controversial question.
Who says there isn't?
It sounds like you guys are making some headway. And do you have any kind of near future goals, or is it just organically unfolding?
We have some pretty key things to cross off the list on the grocery side. Soon, I'm hesitant to give a date, but very soon we will have hot coffee and, like Darren mentioned, some breakfast burritos and maybe some warm sandwiches available. A small self-serve pre-prepared food area. And then we will also be setting up the cooler with dairy products and eggs and that kind of thing. And then the freezer will get ice and frozen pizza and vegetables and everything.
And ice cream.
Yeah. Yes.
That is very important.
Yeah. We'll have a whole door of ice cream and a whole door full of ice in the freezer.
I feel like I've caught Sawyer multiple times just on the computer looking at ice cream on the screen. She'll blush when I walk in. I'm like, Sawyer, you're a married woman.
I'm just ready for it.
That may or may not be related to the business.
Yeah. What I do on my spare time is my own business.
Well, I know I've heard a lot of people excited about you serving coffee, and, you know, I oftentimes wake up too late to make coffee before work, so I'm very excited that I can stop through and grab a cup on the way to work or out the road. So just having...
Yeah, we would still recommend, you know, going to Java Flats for coffee, but if you have to come through here, or a lot of times, you know, they're closed in the evenings, and they're closed on Monday and Tuesdays, and or if there's a long wait, I think we're a good option.
Yeah. For some drip coffee. It's
just drip coffee.
Been much anticipated. Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's basically all I have in my list of questions.
I would just like to, I know Darren mentioned it earlier, but I would just like to reiterate the appreciation we have for our community out here in Bell's Flats and in Kodiak in general. Like Darren said, the support has been it's overwhelming, and it's been very validating to know that we're, we made what we think is a good choice, and
it's been heartwarming.
It's been really heartwarming, yeah.
Yeah, love this community.
Yep.
The Flats is where it's at.
The Flats is where it's at.
Yep.
Come fill up in the, oh wait, can't say flat. That.
Oh wait, no, we've got gas.
Is that your slogan?
Yeah, but now Sawyer's going to laugh uncontrollably for the next hour or so. There goes product. We're going to have to close the doors.
I'd also like to thank Darren for putting up with me for the last year.
You're easy.
I've been a little bit neurotic and a little bit of an anxiety ball of yarn, and probably not the easiest to deal with all the time, but he handles it well.
Seems like you guys are getting along incredibly well. For starting up a business in the dead of winter, almost,
wasn't the best time to open.
No.
October, I wouldn't recommend.
No.
October.
There are many things that could have gone much smoother, but.
But we sold that first case of Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, you always correct me. They're not Reese's Pieces.
They're Reese's
Peanut Butter Cups.
Peanut Butter Cups. anyway.
All right.
For the record.
For the record, yeah. That's false advertising.
Yeah, we know there's been a lot of rumors in this town about Reese's and tunnels. I hate how my voice sounds on the radio. Is it, can you make me sound like Ken Burns or that, who's the guy in Shawshank Redemption? What's his name?
Oh.
He's got that very calming voice.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, can you like digitize it so I sound like Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, I'd like to be David Attenborough.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, thank you. This is great, Amelia. Thank you so much.
We
appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. That was Sawyer Beavis and Darren Platt, owners of Little Store, and essential to any Bell's Flats resident or really any Kodiak resident. If you haven't stopped out yet, I highly encourage you to fuel up there on your next trip out the road. There's a bunch of great stuff inside too to check out. We here at KMXT support local community and economy, and if you want to find out more ways to do so, stop out at the Little Store, or you can donate to this week's Spring Fund Drive at kmxt.org or call us at 486-3181. Every little bit counts and supports this station to highlight more community gems. Stay tuned for the rest of the hour as we play some Little Store themed music, helped pick out by Sawyer. Up first is Johnny Cash, One Piece at a Time.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on.
haul. This is a cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70.
One, two, three, four. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Of course, Willie Nelson with On the Road Again. And before that, you heard more country classics, Johnny Cash, One Piece at a Time. Up next, Woody Guthrie with Riding in My Car.
Take me riding in the car, car, take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in my car, car, I'll take you riding in my car. Click clank, open up a door, girls. Click clank, open up a door, boys. Front door, back door, click a dick clack, take you riding in my car. Climb, climb, rattle on the front seat. Spree ice, prattle on the back seat. Turn my key, step on the starter, take you riding in my car. Engine, it goes, engine, it goes, front seat, back seat, boys and girls, take you riding in my car. Trees and the houses walk along, trees and the houses walk along, truck and a cart and a garbage can, I'll take you riding in my car. Ships and little boats chug along, ships and little boats chug along, take you riding in my car. I'm gonna zoom you home again, I'm gonna zoom you home again, roll home, take you riding in my car. I'm gonna let you blow the horn, I'm gonna let you blow the horn, well, I'll take you riding in my car.
Thank you. sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train. All of the children and all of their names. And every handout in every town. And every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Trailers for sale rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was blue like lead to the floor, that's all there is and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass, don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down. And the dip she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
That was Hot Rod Lincoln by Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, Roger Miller with King of the Road, and before that, Woody Guthrie with his Car Song. And that was a playlist created for you by Sawyer from The Little Store. Stop on out there on your way out the road for fuel and goodies, and thank you for supporting local businesses such as The Little Store. If you want to support KMXT, this is the perfect week to do it because we are trying to reach our spring fundraising goals this week. Call us at 486-3181 or go to kmxt.org to make a one-time donation or become a member. Every little bit helps.